Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. According to multiple reports and an NPR source in the Department of Labor, President-elect Joe Biden has chosen Boston Mayor Marty Walsh to be his Secretary of Labor. Walsh was rumored to be a frontrunner for the cabinet position. If he's confirmed, he'll leave Boston City Hall with about a year remaining in his second term. Joining us now is WBUR's Anthony Brooks. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, Lisa.
Tell us why Joe Biden has apparently settled on Marty Walsh to be his Secretary of Labor.
Well, it's interesting. You know, just yesterday, I was in touch with someone close to Walsh, and I asked them if Walsh was going to become Labor Secretary. And I was told Walsh is focused on combating COVID and loves being the mayor of Boston. But in fact, it's clear that Walsh was always a front runner. He's close to Biden. And by picking Walsh, Biden is making good on one of his promises. He said that he wanted to be the most pro-union president ever. And before becoming mayor in 2013, Walsh was not only a state rep. Before that, he was a union president. He was head of the Boston Building Trades Council, which represented about 35,000 union construction workers. So he definitely brings not only political skills and experience to the job, but a background as a working guy with pro-union credentials. Put all that together, and it was a pretty easy pick for Biden, I think.
And you've also heard from the head of the Boston Buildings Trade Council, Frank Callahan. What has he said?
That's right. I mean, so far the reaction has been pretty positive, particularly from people like Callahan. That's the organization once headed by Walsh. And he says that Walsh has a passion about the issues that impact working people. And he says those don't come from a book. Here's a bit more of what he said.
I think he's a fantastic pick, and it's good to see someone, you know, an actual working person who has the background and the experience to do the job to represent working people in the federal government.
What do we know about Joe Biden's relationship with Marty Walsh? Have they known each other very long?
Yeah, I mean, a number of years. We understand they're friends. They've known each other for quite a while and have worked together on a number of occasions over the years. And in fact, Lisa, Biden, you might recall this, Biden spoke at the mayor's 2017 inauguration. So they have a working and friendly relationship that goes back a number of years.
Assuming that Walsh is confirmed by the Senate, this is just a nomination, he would leave City Hall. I guess the question is, would he take the job? Has he expressed any interest? And then what happens to his job as mayor?
Well, one assumes he's going to take the job. I mean, again, he's got this good relationship with Biden. He hasn't come out yet on the record and said, yeah, I'm going to take the job. In fact, you know, he's been pressed a number of times over the weeks about this, and he always issued that stock answer, which was sort of, I haven't talked to Biden lately, and I love being mayor of Boston. But my guess is he will take the job. Yeah, so he leaves. He would leave with time remaining on his second term. City Council President Kim Janey would step in as acting mayor. That would make her the city's first African-American and the first woman to serve as mayor in the city. Then there'd be an election, and there are two other city councilors, Michelle Wu and Andrea Campbell, who have already announced their plans to run for mayor. So assuming the race for mayor is between those three, and there could be others, the city would have a chance to elect its first female mayor and first mayor of color.
So back to Marty Walsh, what kind of challenge and opportunity could he face if he becomes Secretary of Labor right now?
Yeah, it's an interesting moment. It's an opportunity and a challenge. I mean, he'd be taking over the Department of Labor in the midst of a deep recession with tens of millions of Americans out of work. So he'd have a chance to help craft policies to help working Americans, to enact regulatory changes that can help working Americans and businesses make workplaces safer. And here's Congressman Stephen Lynch, who told Radio Boston just a little earlier today that Walsh was a great pick to become Labor Secretary. And in fact, Lynch said that they had both stood in line together, the unemployment lines together, when they were working in the building trades.
How great is it that we have someone being nominated as Secretary of Labor who actually stood in an unemployment line? In times like this, with so many people out of work because of the pandemic and people struggling, you know, there's someone who put the work boots on, knows what it's like to struggle.
And, of course, Walsh would represent quite a pivot from the Trump administration's very pro-business orientation to a more pro-union, pro-worker orientation.
That's WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks. Thanks a lot, Anthony.
My pleasure, Lisa.